Winter, spring, winter, spring. The joke in Montana was that the seasons go summer, fall, winter, spring, winter, spring, winter, spring. One year it snowed in June, heavy. Leaves were out, we'd been mowing lawns for a month. Trees and branches fell under the weight. We stood in the street assessing the damage, when up popped the neighbor's automatic sprinklers, faithfully watering 8 inches of snow. There are frogs whose blood chemistry enables them to freeze solid in the winter. In the spring, they thaw out and carry on as before. They can freeze and thaw multiple times in one season. The seasons of the soul don't progress smoothly or even always forward. Sometimes winter follows spring. When your secret life is dark and cold, when prayer has become strangely pointless, and God, once warm and near, is now a sheet of ice, fear not. This happens. The mysterious one is not absent. The world hasn't slipped on its axis. There's nothing wrong with you. The little frog of your soul has gone into hibernation, waiting for a season only it knows. God is right there, frozen solid with you. Be patient. Look for little bits of love and beauty. Don't expect a warm spring sunrise. Just little bits. In time, your inner frog will thaw out, and once again you'll hear its warbly little song. Weather report. Unseasonable. Expect violent thunderstorms, warm zephyrs, and hard freezes in no particular order. Be prepared to enjoy or shelter in place. Conditions will pass, but the invisible one will abide.